Today we start a new Masechta, Masechta's Beitza, or Masechta's Beya, depending on how you pronounce it. Pretty clear that Rabbi Elchanan says that it's Askel Masechta's Beitza, the Ezra's Gedola Ha'etza. So he's clearly playing on the words, saying that Masechta's Beitza. See, you said Beya is taken over, but really, like you said, is that many Rishonim call it Masechta's Yantif, because it's the Masechta that deals with the Hilchos Yantif. It's not like Pesachim that deals with the specific mitzvahs of the day, but it deals with the rules that are applied to most Yom Tovim. Also, a major focus of the Masechta, which we'll begin with, is the idea of Muksa. There's a lot of overlap between Masechta's Beitza and Masechta's Shabbos, especially when it comes to the realm of Muksa. So, there are multiple types of Muksa, which we'll see them come across. Many different types of Muksa. What does Muksa mean? Muksa means that it's set aside and left out of your purview. It's set aside. So the whole issue with Muksa is to try to figure out what the default status of an item is. Meaning, is the default status of this item to be in your purview on Shabbos and Yontif? Or is then you have to do something in order to make it Muksa? Or is the default item of this default status of this item to be out of your purview on Shabbos and Yontif? For example, like rocks or your expensive iPhone or something like that. Krishan Latalis or Nolad, all these different types of Muksa. Then if it's out of your purview, then the default status is Muksa, unless you somehow engaged in the item before Shabbos and Yontif. Something that's Muksa of Ben Hashmashos, when Shabbos comes in, it's Muksa for the day. And there are also the different types of Muksa, and there's a major machlokas runs throughout, machlokas, here of Shimon Rav Yehuda, whether a Muksa is Asur or not. What that means, though, is not everyone agrees to a concept of Muksa in certain places. The question is, how expansive is your definition of Muksa? Rav Shimon has a much smaller, a much narrower definition of Muksa, whereas Rav Yehuda has a more expansive definition of Muksa. So the Mishnah begins, talking about different machlokos between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel, where Beis Shammai apparently seems to be more makel. We'll read through the Mishnah, and obviously we're going to focus on the first part of the Mishnah. The other items will be discussed later on when it comes up in the Gemara. So, Beitza shel noldo b'yontif. An egg, lays an egg on yontif. Okay, Beitza shel noldo b'yontif. What is the status of this egg? Was it in your purview, not in your purview? Is it muksa, is it not muksa? Right, so going to one of the answers. Beitza shel noldo b'yontif. Beis Shammai omrim teyochel. Beis Shammai says it's mutter, you may eat it. Well, Beis Hillel, even on yontif, right down there, it's fine. Beis Hillel omrim lo teyochel. You may not eat it. As Rashi points out, bo bayom. That day, you may not eat it. Right, because apparently it seems to be that it's muksa, or for some other reason. Beis Shammai omrim, the second machlokus is Beis Shammai omrim seor b'kazayis b'chametz b'kikoseves. When it comes to the isurim of b'yirah b'yamatzah, so they're different. There's this chametz and then the seor, which is more of the leavening agent, like a sourdough or something like that. So Beis Shammai says that the seor, that the minimum shear to be violated when it comes to seor is a kazayis. Chametz is a date, which is a bigger shear. Beis Hillel omrim zeves zeves kazayis. No, they both have the same shear of a kazayis. Machlokas number three, hashochet chaya ba'oaf b'yantiv. Someone who shechs an chaya or an oaf, as opposed to a behema, because a chaya and oaf are chaya in kisui hadam. And when it comes to yantiv, there are certain melachos that are mutter. Melachos that are defined as ochal nefesh. We should figure out what that means, but technically, things that are involved in food preparation. Gemara later on will discuss, which melachos those are. One of those melachos, at least in those days, was shrita. Query whether that's mutter today, but in those days was shrita. You allowed a shecht on yantif. So he shechted on yantif, he shechted a chaya and a oaf, but now he has to do kisoy hadam. So, but he doesn't have the dirt prepared. So Beis Shammai says, no problem. Beis Shammai omrim, Yachbor b'deker, so dig with your hoe, dig up some dirt, v'yikasa, and cover the blood. You have no problem. Ubeis Hillel omrim, no. Beis Hillel says no. Lo yishchot, you may not shecht el im kein haye lo efer muchan bibo yom. You have to have it prepared beforehand. You may not. Gemara will discuss what's going on here. You may not do kisui adam now, but modim. But that's lichatchila. But modim shim shachat, but they agree that b'di'evet, if you did do the shrita, then sheyachbor b'deker b'yichasa, you should dig up some of the dirt and do kisui adam. Why? What does that have to do? She'afbar kira muchanu, because ashes of the stove are considered prepared. What does that have to do with anything? Where does that come from? Not for now, right? As the Gemara says, the Gemara boy, Mike Amar. The Gemara is going to eventually ask, what are you talking about? What's going on here? Okay? So the focus is on the Beitza. Beitza shnol do yonta de Beishami omrim teyachel, or Beis Tinel omrim lo teyachel. So why do they use the word teyachel, lo teyachel? Why don't they use the words mutter nasser? The first is Tos is this question. The Imtomar, Amai lo tana asurin umatirin. Beis Shammai would say it's mutter, and Beis Hillel will say that it's asur. Why don't you say that? So he says, Tosel says, maybe you'll say, Osmerin mashma sha'asur olam. Maybe you'll say, when, if you use the word asur, then that's mashma, that's going to be asur forever. And we know that's not the case, just the problem on Yontif. Tomorrow, the next day, it would be okay. He says, you can't say that, ze'eno. Darmin le'kaman, we see in Davav, ef broach sha'nolam b'yontif, because you have a chick that comes out on Yontif, asur, it's asur, v'hainu b'yomo. And that says over there, clearly it's only during that day. V'od arminon, Moshe Shemin Shedubinair, Rabbi Yehuda Asr, Vahainu Tafu also Yom. There also you have the word Asr, and clear that it's only talking about that day. So don't say the reason why you don't say Asr here is because of the possibility that you would think it's Asr the Olam. He says, V'yeshlomar, Di Habe Tameas Osir Umatirin, had you said Asr Umutir, Hayisi Omer, I might have said, Shema Shematirin Habetza, Shema Shematirin Habetza, when Beishamah says that it's based on Mutter, Haynu letaltel about bechila asura. You would have might have thought for some reason that when he says mutter, it only means you're allowed to move it, because muksa has a problem of filthful muksa, not touch muksa, right? You're definitely allowed to move muksa. But he says maybe you would have thought asur means it's asur to asur means that it's mutter would mean it's only mutter to move it, but it wouldn't be mutter to eat it. Why would you think one over the other to go into that? Okay, but that's one answer. That's why it says matirin. That's why it says ochel and lote ochel, because you're going on to the achila part. Well, obviously, if you can eat it, you can move it. And a little further down, the re, Peirish re, did not get a lishna of the stav beitz lachila kaim. He says, no. The reason is because, look, what's the object that we're dealing with? We're dealing with an egg. What's the purpose of an egg? To eat. So that's why you're using the language that's apt for, it's appropriate for the subject matter, which is a beitzah. Okay. So now the Gemara asks, okay, but my askinon, what's the case that we're dealing with? We have an egg, right? This egg that was born. But my askinon, what type of chicken, what type of hen are we dealing with? Right? Ilema, if we're talking about a tarnagolus, how medes lachila, if we're talking about a tarnagol that is set aside to be eaten, meaning before Yontif, I said, this is the chicken that I am going to shech and eat on Yontif. So the default status of the chicken is that it's not muksa. So what's the problem with the egg? My time out de Beis Hillel. Why would Beis Hillel say lo teochel? Uchla de afrasu. All this is an appendage that's sort of separated from the chicken. What's the problem? It's part of the chicken that's set aside, and it's a piece that comes off that's put to eat. Same way if you shecht it, you can have the flegel, you can have the polky, you can eat it, right? A wing or a drumstick for those who don't have a European background. So that would be mutter. So what's the problem, right? Rashi says uchla de afras ochel shenifra, right? It's all mutter. It's just a piece of meat that's separated. So why would Beis Hillel say that it's mutter? It's aser. Say lo teochel. Ella b'tarnegoles haomedes legadol beitzim. Ah, because this is a muksa egg, maybe. Maybe because this chicken, or hen, whatever, this was set aside not for the purpose of eating. It was set aside to lay eggs. So therefore, it's huksa from your das on Yontif, because you're not going to deal with it. It's not in your purview on Yontif, right? So if that's the case, right, Ella b'tarnegoles haomedes legadol beitzim. So if that's the case, so then why would Beis Shammai say that it's you're allowed to eat the egg? My temayu de Beis Shammai muksahi. What's the reason for Beis Shammai? It's muksa. It's not with, it wasn't in your purview before Yontif. And the whole, anything that comes out of it, it's muksa. So why could you eat it? So the Gemara says, well, my kasha. What is the kasha? What's the big deal? Duma Beis Shammai less lehu muksa. Maybe Beis Shammai doesn't hold of the concept of muksa. Again, meaning maybe he doesn't hold of a very, very stringent view of muksa. And this wouldn't fit into his definition of something that's a muksa. The Gemara says, how can that be? Right? Because kasal kadaitin, because they can't say that because somebody who thinks that there's the lower level of muksa, but nolad, which is very something that's nolad, something that wasn't existent yesterday and now exists today, that's a high level muksa. Even the person who has a low level, a narrow definition of muksa, would certainly agree that nolad would be usher, and this is the definition of nolad. The chicken actually laid the egg. That is nolad. It's something that's fresh and new. So Rashi says, Lahachi parchinon mai taimayu de Beis Shammai. because right now we think that filu Rav Shimon, even according to Rav Shimon, who's the man d'amar d'shari b'muksa, but b'nolad aser, or nolad, he would for sure say it's aser, d'ilu b'muksa, when it comes to muksa, sfiule lo makte inche daite mide, the chazle, a person doesn't set aside out of his purview something that he theoretically could use. Aval nolad, lo have yodad nihavi daite alai, we didn't even know about it, so how can he have das on it? So here, the Gemara Nahavmin is saying, no, there's a distinction. You may not hold a muksa, but you would certainly hold a nolad. So if this is nolad, so how does Beis Shammai say that teyachel? So the Gemara says, Amar Rav Nachman. So Rav Nachman says, no, that's not true. Amar Rav Nachman, lo olam, really, we're dealing with Tanagel, we're dealing with a chicken that's set aside to lay eggs, and we have a problem of muksa. So why does Beis Shammai say that it's teyachel? With the isle muksa, isle nolad. The one who holds a muksa holds a nolad. Your assumption that you made before is incorrect. And Beis Shammai says, with the lesle muksa, if you don't have a muksa, lesle nolad. He also doesn't hold a nolad. So, therefore, Beis Shammai, Kirav Shimon. Beis Shammai isn't a whole like Rav Shimon. We'll set up like Beis Shammai and Rav Shimon on the same shita. Beis Shammai is like, can be like Rav Shimon who says, no muksa, and if no muksa, no nolad. Or Beis Hillel, Kirav Yehuda. And Beis Hillel is like Rav Yehuda who holds that there is muksa, and there is muksa, there is nolad.
Something that's nolad is muksa.
So again, so there are different categories of muksa. Nolad is a very stringent category of muksa. Muksa just means something that was set out of your purview before Yom Tov or Shabbos. Nolad is going to be more stringent or more apt to be considered muksa for more shitos because it's beyond, you never knew it existed. And there are different types of nolad also. You have a nolad, let's say you have a chair that breaks on Yom Tov. So all the pieces are nolad, but the chair was in existence, but this stuff now is. As opposed to this egg, it didn't even exist before Yom Tov. That's even stronger level of nolad. It's a category of muksa within muksa, yeah. It's a category within muksa. So the Gemara sets it up that Rav Nachman, which is answer number one, we'll have four answers, Rav Nachman sets up the machlokas between Beis Shammai and Beis Hillel by a tarnagolas, ha'omedes l'gadel beitzim, and the issue is that Beis Hillel holds of muksa and nolad, and Beis Shammai does not hold of muksa and nolad. That's why Beis Shammai says it's teyachal, and Beis Hillel says lo teyachal. Okay. If you look at Tosfos, Dilma, he says Dilma Beis Shammai less lo muksa, which is Nahavamina. He says Yesh lomer the muksa the bale chayim chamir. I'm just pointing out that is this a more chamir muksa, right? Or muksa yoser. There are different levels that come to muksa. To figure out what's the...
So what's the nafkamina? Does a havamina to say that if it's a chicken that was set aside for food, then it's not nola?
That's exactly what it says. If it's chicken, omedes l'gadol beitzim, so then it's not muksa. Because it's in your purview. I was going to eat this chicken on Yontif. So whatever came out from it is ucho d'afrasa, which is just something that's separate. It's just a piece of food that's separated from another piece of food. And that would be then the question is, why did Beis Hillel say lo teyachel? It's not muksa. Right, it's just like a slice, it's a piece of meat, it's just a polki, what's coming out. So medes l'gadol beitzim, and it was out of your purview before Yom Tov. So then we have a muksa problem, but not according to Beis Shammai, who doesn't hold the muksa. So now the Gemara says, well, how could Rav Nachman set up the machlokas this way? Umi Amar Rav Nachman Hachi. Does Rav Nachman really say this? V'hatnan. We have the following Mishnah in Shabbos. Beis Shammai Omrim. Beis Shammai say, Magbiin me'al ha'shulchan atzamos uklipin. So you have the bones and the peels that are left over on the table. So those things are now muksa. Okay, those are muksa, right? Rashi says, Magbiin b'shabbos me'al ha'shulchan atzamos she'einan ru'uyin la'achila. These bones are not roy to be eaten. The klipe agozim v'lo chayshin la'muksa. And we're not kosher for muksa. That's so far so good. Beis Shammai is not kosher for muksa. Beis Hillel Omrim, Beis Hillel says, no, you can't touch them. What you do is misalik es hatavla kulu min ara. You lift up the table and you tilt them off. Why? Because he's concerned about muksa. Rashi says, Beis Hillel Omrim, ein mitalik also mirayim she muksa hein. So that works out fine. The problem is, but Amar Rav Nachman, Rav Nachman says, no, you have to flip the shitos. Rav Nachman came and said, anu ein lanu ele Beis Shammai ki Rabbi Yehuda, Beis Hillel ki Rabbi Shimon. We don't have that. We say that Beis Shammai holds like Rabbi Yehuda, which means these items would be muksa, and Beis Hillel is going to be like Rav Shimon, who says these items are not muksa. So that's the complete opposite to the way Rav Nachman set up our Mishnah. Rav Nachman sets up our Mishnah here as Beishamai Kirab Shimon and Beis Hillel Kirab Yehuda, and he sets up the Mishnah and Shabbos the opposite way, that Beishamai is like Rav Shimon, Beis Hillel is like Rav Shimon, and Beishamai is like Rav Yehuda. So what's going on? So first, before you do that, big major problem, even according to one who says that it's muksa, how does he allow you to pick up the table and tilt it? There's a concept of basas l'davar aser. If something's a base, if something's holding something that's muksa, that item itself is muksa. So how in the world are you lifting up, if this stuff on top of it is muksa, how are you lifting it up and flipping it over? The table itself is a basas l'davar aser. It's what all the Rishonim ask, right? Look at Tosos Beis Hillel. Ubeis Hillel Omri, Masalik is a Tabla Menara. Tema, right? Vahalo, he busses a Dover Osir. Right? It's a busses Dover Osir. Vahalo Shachach. It's not a question of Shachach is one of the, if you just forgot to put something, that you left something there, then it doesn't become a busses. He says, Lo Shachach, Hol Vahinichon Shamidaito. You put it there purposely. You ate the meal and you left it there. He says, V'yish lomar, one you can say, the perish Rabbi Tam, Yicha, according to Rabbi Tam, it's okay, the perish from Masech HaShabbos, the lo habi basa davar asr, elekish adaitel, and Yicha Sham kol hayom. Only becomes a basa davar asr if your intent is that this item should stay there all day. I don't want to leave over my disgusting bones and chicken bones and stuff like that all day. The intent is not to leave there all day. So according to Rabbi Tam, this doesn't fit the definition of a basa davar asr. Inami, or you can say, kevon dahavu sham ochlim, who says these are the only things on the table? Maybe you have other good food that's left on the table. And then the table is a bus's davar usser and a davar mutter. Right? That's why you know the whole thing with the lachters and putting the ring on the lachter. So here you have something that takes away the status of bus's davar. It's not only a davar usser, it's also a bus's davar hamutter. Vishari, kidemuchach, okay? The ode, the ain zemaniach bekavana, the ha ain choshish heichan yiplu. Here it's also another difference. You can say similar to Rabbeinu Tam. It's not buses davar aser is when you put something down and you want to stay there. You know, I don't care where the bones stay. I guess in those times they're just eating. Yeah, I guess they can say, you know, eating. You go to Dougie's, you eat the bones, and you throw the wings and you throw the bones wherever they land. They land. They happen to land on the table, so it's not going to be considered a buses davar aser. Other Rishonim say these things aren't chashuv. It's bones and it's shells. It's not something that's chashuv enough to create a busless and davar aser. Anyway, you have to contend with that issue. Bottom line is, though, Rav Nachman tried to set up the Mishnah, our Mishnah, one way, and he sets up the Mishnah and Shabbos a completely other way. So, no problem. There's a difference between Yontif and Shabbos. Our Mishnah is talking about Yontif. That Mishnah is talking about Shabbos, and we'll see. So what does it say? So,
if you have a table which is davar mutter, because you've got things on that you do want, but you then remove them so that you consult the table. Does that
mean? I don't know all the halachas. Look at the muksa books. I don't know. Okay. So Amar Lacha Rav Nachman says, Gabi Shabbos, when it comes to halachas of Shabbos, this stam lan panik Rabbi Shimon, where you have a stam mishnah like Rabbi Shimon, that there is no muksa. There's no muksa. Like, we don't hold the high level muksa. Then I'm going to paskin like, the thing is, he wants to set up Beis Hillel with the halacha. And the halacha is like a stam mishnah. So wherever there's a Stam Mishnah, that's where Rav Nachman's going to plug in Beis Hillel. So when it comes to Shabbos, when there's a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Shimon, who says Ein Muksa, he's going to plug Beis Hillel into there. When it comes to Yontif, where like our Mishnah, where it's a Stam, we're seeing Yontif later on, where there's a Stam Mishnah that goes like Rabbi Yehuda, he's going to plug Beis Hillel into Rabbi Yehuda, and then we're going to make a distinction, what's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? So he says, Amr Rav Nachman Gabi Shabbos, when it comes to Shabbos, this stam lan panik Rabbi Shimon, this stam Mishnah holds like Rabbi Shimon. It's not, as we have the following Mishnah, which says, Michatkan es hadluyim lifnei habehema, you may chop up the gourds before the animal for it to eat, ves hanivela lifnei haklavim, and the nivela, the dead animal, you can chop up to give it to your dogs to eat. What's the case? Rashi says, Michatkan es hadluyim, these are, obviously they're talush, they're already picked, because you can't pick them on Shabbos, so Michatkan haluyim tlusha lifnei habehema, the lower meaning tircha, we don't say it's too much of a tircha, so that's not a muksa issue. We don't say it's too much of a tircha, but, as Tosfos points out, it's very hard to cut it up. But when it comes to the nevela lifnei haklavim, which means, af al pishen nisnavel b'shabbos, this animal died on Shabbos. The bein hashmashas lo haisom medes lachidus klavim. When Shabbos came in, this animal was not within the purview of dog food, because the animal's alive. Afil hachi shari, nevertheless, here you let it deal with it, You let it deal with the nevela, cut it up, and give it to your animal. Till less than muksa on Shabbos, because he told that there's no concept of muksa, or this doesn't reach the status of muksa on Shabbos. So this says here, mechatkinas adluim with nevehim, that's a nevela with neaklovim. So therefore, the Stam Mishnah is going to be that there is no, a lower level. There's no muksa. We'll just say that. So mokim la lebeis hillel ki Reb Shimon. So the Stam Mishnah is going to be like Reb Shimon, and we're going to put beis hillel into Reb Shimon to say that there is no muksa on Shabbos. Aval gabe yontif, when it comes to yontif, the Stam Lantanik Rabbi Yehuda, where we have a Stam Mishnah like Rabbi Yehuda, who says that there is Muksa. So then we're going to plug Beis Hillel into that Shita. So therefore, what's that case over there? The Tanan, see later on, I think of the Flam and Aleph, the Tanan, Ein Mivakin Eitzim Minakoros. He may not chop up the beams, right? I guess to use for firewood. Again, it's Ochel Nefesh. You can go for cooking. So Ein Mivakin Eitzim Minakoros. Velo Min HaKoros Shenishmer B'yontif. Or from a beam that broke on Yontif. So what's the case? Also, Rashi says, "The ein mevakin eitzim biyontif lo min hakoros durazol al gavei zu bekarkav omedus lebinyon." So we have these beams. I guess they didn't have like a lumber shortage. So the guy wants to take the beams that are set aside for construction and use it for his firewood. The chopper use it for firewood. He may not do that. Velo min hakoros nishmer biyontif, or from a beam that broke on Yontif. Rashi says, well, right now, the only thing that's left for this beam to be used for is this firewood. It wasn't there for that. So you see from here that there is a concept of muksa on yontif. Hilkach, therefore, moki Rav Nachman lemasnis in the ayir biyontif. Rav Nachman to take any mishnah that deals with yontif. That's why in our case, he's going to say, our case is Muksa, our case is Yontif. He's going to say that the reason is, Beis Hillel says, because there's Muksa and Yontif just like the Stam Tana. Right, so that's why the difference is. So the Stam Tana Krabi Huda, so Mokil and Beis Hillel Krabi Huda. So Gemara says, Mithli, well, what's going on here? What's the difference between Shabbos and Yontif? Why is there a Stam Mishnah on Shabbos saying no Muksa, and a Stam Mishnah on Yontif saying yes Muksa? Mechne, man tzas me l'mas nisin. Who edited, for lack of a better term, who edited the Mishnayos? Who did that? Rebbe did. Rebbe edited the Mishnayos. So why Mishnah b'Shabbos the Stam Lam Tana Kereb Shimon, who Mishnah b'Yontif the Stam Lam Kereb Yehuda? Why did he make the difference? Interesting, Rashi says, Man Sasamlon Masnisin Rebbe, it's the fourth short line. Who see there as a Mishnah? He organized the Mishnayos. Ukesharad Devrei Chacham, if he saw someone's Shita, the Yashu Be'enav, and he thought it was correct, so Shnotin Stam, he wrote it down as Stam, as unattributed. Velo Hisker Shem Omer Alehen, he didn't write the author, Kidei Shelo Yishnuya Mipiyachit, so it won't look like it's only given by an individual. And it looks like it's the majority opinion, and then four people pass in that way. So Rebbe sort of injected his idea of who we should pass in like by making the Stam Mishnayos. So it may not necessarily be that there were other Shitos that held this way, but Rebbe felt that he saw Rav Shimon on Shabbos and Rebbe Yehuda on Yontif, so he made Stam Tanas that way. So what's the difference? So Mishna Yontif the Stasam Lakir Rebbe Yehuda. So Amri, Shabbos, a little counterintuitive. Shabbos the Chamire, Shabbos, which is more Chamor, it's much more stringent. In what way? We're trying to point out, Shabbos, you can't do Ochel Nefesh. You can't carry. You have all these other Chumros. So Shabbos, it's not really a Chumra, the Halacha is that it's more Chamor. It's more Chamor when it comes to the Onish also. So Shabbos the Chamire, below Asi Lizalzuli Bey, you won't be Mizalzel it, Sasam Lanki Rav Shimon. Right, the Mekel. So he makes the Stam Mishnah, Rabbi Paskin is like Rav Shimon, there's more Mekel. Muksa, according to most, is a Takanda Rabbanan. I don't need that for full-blown Takanda Rabbanan on Shabbos, because it's not going to lead to Zilzul Shabbos. But Yontif, the Kiel, Yontif, which is more Mekel, it's more lenient. I just used the Ochel Nefesh, you see people shefting, chopping wood, doing all these things. So right, you Yontif to make the Kiel, for Asi Lezulzulebe, so people might be Mazazel, so Sasam Lanki Rabbi Yehuda de Machmir. So then he Stam Mishnah, he says we're going to hold like Rabbi Yehuda and be more machmir legabi muksa in order to protect the sanctity of Yontif. I suppose Beis Shammai will say, the other way will say, what are you talking about? Shabbos is chamor. So it's got to be more chamor. More, therefore is muksa, maybe the higher level of muksa. Okay. So b'mayu kimta. So what did we just establish? We just said bir tarnegolis haomedes lagadol beitzin. We're talking about a tarnegolis haomedes lagadol beitzin, and the whole machlokus is megabe muksa. Beishami says te achel because it's on yontif. Beishami says te achel, and therefore because he doesn't hold the muksa, he says that there is no muksa on yontif. Beishami says lo te achel because there is muksa on yontif. Right? So the Gemara says ihachi. If the whole problem is with muksa, why is the machlokus talking about beitza? Talk about the chicken itself. Which a tarnagol homedis legado basin. Can you eat it on yontif? It's muksa. So make the machlokus with the major item, not with the minor item. Right? So, right? It says ihachi mit apalim beitza lifku betarnagolas. So the Gemara says no. To teach you lo dichacha kochan beishamai divenolat sharei. No, it's coming to Rav Nachman will say the reason why we're arguing about the egg is I want to show you how makil Beishamai is when it comes to muksa, that even Nolad he'll say is muksa. The Gemara says, okay, v'lif l'giv b'tarnagolis, so why don't you argue with the tarnagolis, lo dicha kochan de beis hilo, the muksa asire. Why don't you say the machlokas with the chicken to show you how machmir beis hilo is to say even the chicken, which isn't Nolad, he still says is muksa. So the Gemara says, ah, v'chi tema, maybe you'll say, koach de'atera adif. Maybe you say, oh no, we want it. We do it this way. To say the machlokas is about the egg shows you that how makil and how much Beishamai is matir. Koach de teira adif. Why Rashi says, great Rashi. He says that teira adif lay tov lo lahashmiru koach de rei matir. It's better to explain to us the words of the matir. Shehu somech al shmuaso, because he has to be somech on what he heard, what he learned. The enu yar laatir, and he's not afraid to be matir. Ava koach esurin. But they tell you the power of someone says something is usher, ain't a raya. Shakol yacholim lahachmir. But if you go davar mutter, it's very easy to be machmir. Anyone can be machmir. Big usher. No, call that teira to tell me what the svar is instead of mutter. That's what we're supposed to write. So maybe say that's the reason why we talk about the egg. The Gemara says, okay, but niflo b'tarayu. So just say that we're arguing with both tarnagolas haomedes legal beitzim. Just say the words. We're talking about tarnagol haomedes legal beitzim. All you have to say is he who beits usher, and you think about both. He who beats us, Beishami Omer Teachel, Beishilam Elo Teachel. Just say both of them. Tosos asks. Tosos says, "The Niflo B'Teir Tarayu." He says, "Tema Ubechol Makom Deka Amar Kolcher Teira Adiv Liprochachi." So why do you say that every time we say Kolcher? We see the concept of Kolcher Teira Adiv throughout Shas, and we never say, "Oh, don't say Kolcher Teira Adiv." Say Niflo B'Tarayu. Only here is the only place where we say that. Why would you say that here to say that the answer of Kolcher Teira Adiv is not a good answer? He says, "No, it's different here." Because you're not adding anything, right? Here, all you have to say, you're talking about the tarnagolas to begin with. It doesn't add anything. It doesn't take. It's simple. We're adding in one word, as opposed to other times we have to say kol teir adif. You have to mention a whole different shita, I guess. So that's what the Gemara says. Since you can say both, we're going to reject the machlokas. Can't be. They're going to argue the machlokas is not like Rav Nachman says. It's not about muksa, because if that was about muksa, we should have said hiu beit sasa. So answer number two, what the machlokas in the Beishilam Beishamai is. Ella, Amar Rabba. Rabba says, no, we're talking about l'olam b'tarnagolis haomedes l'achila. That's a tarnagolis haomedes l'achila. So therefore, we said before, b'tarnagolis l'achila, it's not muksa, and the egg is uchla d'afros, and therefore the egg should be mutter. What's the reason why Beishilam says lo teyachel? He says, we're dealing about a case, our Mishnah is talking about a case, we're dealing with a case where Shabbos was Shabbos and Yontif is on Sunday. Okay, so now we had a problem because umishum hachana, the problem was preparation. We now have something being prepared on Shabbos for use on Yontif, which becomes a problem because Sava Rabba and Rabba held kol beitza de mizyalda idna, any beitza that's born today me esmol gamrala, was completed yesterday. So that means it was prepared on Shabbos. Born on Yontif. We have Shabbos preparing for Yontif. The Rabba Litamei, and Rabba, gotta add another thing, Rabba Litamei, right, the Amar Rabba says, Maidik Seyed, the Pasuk says, Vahaya B'yom HaShishi, on the sixth day, V'heichinu Asasher Yaviyu, you prepare everything you're supposed to bring, Chol Meichin LeShabbos, a weekday you can prepare for Shabbos, V'chol Meichin LeYontif, and a weekday you can prepare for Yontif, V'ein Yontif Meichin LeShabbos, a Yontif can't prepare for Shabbos, the ain Shabbos mechim liyontif, and you can't prepare on Shabbos for yontif. So you had this problem. So this egg is now being prepared on Shabbos for yontif. problem of hachana. So I guess Beis Hillel will hold of the hachana issue, and Beis Shammai is not holding of this hachana issue. Right, Rashi says.
So that was, we continue.
So Amar Le Abaye, El Me'ata, right, we'll get to that in a second. So Tosfos just points out, sorry, Rashi points out, the Hechinu, the Hechinu, the Hezminu, go mikana ni ochel amachar, I don't have the time. Okay, so Gemara says, Amar Le Abaye, El Me'ata, if that's the case, that the whole issue here is for Hachana, so Yontif pa'alma tishtere. So the regular day of Yontif, falls out on a Tuesday, right? Yontif falls out on a Tuesday. I should have no problem with this egg. Because why? Because now this egg was prepared the day before, which was Chol. And Chol is making for Yontif. So no problem. So the Gemara says, no. Gezeira mishum Yontif achar Shabbos. It's going to be usher because of a Gezeira of Yontif atu Shabbos. It's not going to be mutter on a Yontif on Tuesday, lest one come to a Yontif after Shabbos and forget the halacha. So Gezeira. So the Gemara says, okay, if that's the case, Shabbos to Alma Tishrei. On a regular Shabbos, it should be mutter, right? A beitza shenol dover Shabbos should be mutter, right? Rashi says, Shabbos to Alma she'enu achar yontif tishtere ligemoa beitza chayu shenol dover. You should be mutter to, I guess, swallow this egg. In case you can't prepare it, but you should be mutter to swallow this egg. Why not? It's a beitza omedes l'gim. So Ron points out, what are you asking? It's natural achana. That was what Rashi I skipped. Right, Rashi says, because there's a separate, I'll read it down. There's a separate, it says, Vehechinu, right? Vehechinu, Vehizminu. He go, Mikan ani ocha lemacher. You have to set aside and say, I'm going to eat from here tomorrow. De'im yishum hachana b'yadayim. If you're talking about actually preparing something with your hands, Vilomar she yafbu v'yivavashal v'ejom. To teach you that you have to cook and bake the day before. Behejik siv, because there, that's written explicitly. The Pasuk says, Es hasher ta'afu afu. So this must be a different type of hazmana. Ella hasmana bepecha amar. This talking about setting something aside, working your mouth. B'ksiv v'yom hashishi b'stam shishi cholu v'achshav arachmana l'su the Shabbos. The Torah said l'su the Shabbos is so important. Sheyazminenam yuojom b'chol. You have to prepare it the day before. You have to set it aside in your mind that this is what we eat for a chol. Okay. So the Gemara says here that really on Shabbos the amulet should be mutter to swallow this egg. Why? Because this is the Tarnagolas omedes l'gad l'achila. But wait a second. The Ron asks. A tarnagolas omedes l'achila should be muksa on Shabbos. The only reason why it's mutter on Yontif is because you can shecht it. You can shecht it and eat it. On Shabbos you can't shecht it and eat it. It's muksa machmas shechita, whatever it is. So how can the egg be mutter? Okay, you have to look in the Rishonim. That's the question that they had. What's the habit in the Gemara to tell me that you should be able to eat it on Shabbos? How can you eat it on Shabbos? It's muksa. The chicken itself is muksa. It's chicken. The chicken is not muksa on Yontif because you can shecht it. But on Shabbos you can't shecht it. Okay, so if we had more time, we go to okay. So Gemara says Shabbos to Alma Tishrei. Gemara says no. Gezeira mishum Shabbos achar Yontif. Again, the Shabbos would be usher also because you have a gezeira of Shabbos after Yontif. Maybe Yontif would fall out on Friday. It would be a Friday Shabbos, and therefore you would then have the problem of this preparation on Yontif for Shabbos. So the Gemara says umigazrinan. Do we make this type of gezeira? How can we make this gezeira by time? You have the following brisa. Hashochet es hatarnagolas. If you shech the chicken. Right, umatzah ba'beitz and gemuros, and you find within it completed eggs. Mutaros la'achlon b'yontif, you're allowed to eat it on yontif. V'im isa, and if we hold this gezera, ligzer mishum hanach the misyal demiyomayin. Wait a second, you're not allowed to eat the eggs that are born on yontif, the ones that are laid on yontif. But if you find the eggs inside, you're allowed to eat it. Why not? Why you do that? Make the gezera, because maybe it will be a Shabbos after yontif, and those eggs were completed beforehand. Same gezeira. So Gemara says, "Amalei beitzin gemuros b'mei imad milsin lo shtichahi." That's a very, very not uncommon situation. Milsin lo shtichah lo gazer barabanan. Things that are not shtichah, the rabbanan either don't, or Rav Shechter says, don't have the power to. They don't have the authority to make a gezeira on something that's so uncommon. So that's answer number two. It doesn't get rejected. Answer number three, as I went to machlokas between Beis Shammai Beis Hillel is run through these. Rav Yosef Amar Gzeira Mishum Peros Hanoshim. It's a Gzeira about Peros that fall off the tree. Right? What's the Peros Hanoshim? Peros Hanoshim is that you're not allowed to use fruits that fell off the tree on Yontif. Why? Amar Le'abayi Peros Hanoshim Taimi Mai. What's the reason why? Gzeira Hanoshim Taimi Mai. Gzeira Shema Yalav Yitlos. Because we're afraid if you're allowed to use a fruit that fell off the tree, you may go up to the tree and pluck the fruits, pick the fruits on Shabbos on Yontif. So the Gemara says that he goofed Gzeira. That it's not using payers on Osherim, Gemara asks, that's a gzera, right? But Anan Nikom Benigzor gzera gzera, and we're going to make another gzera and see that you in order to protect the case of the payros, we're going to tell you that you can't use the egg that came out because it's like the egg is coming out, it's like the fruit that's falling off. So Gemara says, no, kul chad gzera, it's all one gzera. They said you can't use an egg that was born on Yontif. You can't use fruits that fell off on Shabbos, because if I mock you either of those, I'm concerned that maybe you'll go pick the fruits on Yontif. That's answer number three. Answer number four, Rav Yitzchak Amar, Gzeira Mishum Mashkim Shazavu. The Gzeira is not because of Peirush HaNashim, to figure out what the machlokas is. The Gzeira is because we're referring about liquids that ooze out. From the liquids that ooze out. We say you're not allowed to use liquids that ooze out. Rashi says, the Kaimelon Asur Levo Bayom, Kedetan, Beim Yotzim Atzmon Asurid. This idea that the beitza came out, was extracted from its source, just like the fruits or the juices were extracted from its source, they can't use it that day. So it's Mishum Mashkim Shazavu. So Ambai says again, Mashkim Shazavu, what's the reason? Time am I? What's the reason why? Zeir Shem Yisrot. We're afraid you're going to squeeze. So he goof a gzeira. That's a gzeira. Ba'ana nikom nikzo gzeira gzeira. We make another gzeira gzeira. He says, no, again, kulachad gzeira. When they made the initial gzeira, this was all part of the initial gzeira. Okay, those are four answers of the Machlokes Mishnah Beis Hillel. We'll pick up tomorrow, a couple lines down on the Daf Gimel.